Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
So excited to get into this episode, and judging by the title, y'all already know who it's going to be. But real quick, 60 seconds. That's exactly how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in about a minute, Nas?
Ooh, I want to know.
You can get an offer for your car with TrueCar. Yep, that's right. In the amount of time it takes to floss your teeth, pet your dog, and do a few sit-ups. I don't know. I think it takes me a little longer.
Same.
Or just listen to my voice. You can get a true cash offer.
Best of all, you can do it from your smartphone or at home. Just go to TrueCar and simply enter your license plate number and watch how your car details pop up. Answer a few questions and you'll get an accurate true cash offer from a local TrueCar certified dealer. It's super simple. After that, you can bring your car in and they'll check it out with you together. You can ask questions and get the answers you need so there's no surprises. Then simply leave with your check or trade in your car for a new ride.
So when you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today.
From Podcast One and the Lady Gang, are you ready for a relatable, unapologetic take on life? This is the Ladies Like Us podcast with Nazanin Mandy and Nadia Mohan.
Welcome to Ladies Like Us. I'm Nazanin Mandy.
And I'm Nadia Mohan. And we're so excited about today's show, guys. We're going to have singer, songwriter, and Naz's main squeeze, Miguel, as our guest today. Are you gassed?
I'm gassed.
Are you scared?
I'm just kidding.
I have confidence in him that he's going to do very well on this topic.
This isn't his first rodeo.
No, it's not. It's not.
It'll be easy.
It'll be fun and really, really natural.
So. Yeah, definitely. All right, guys. But first, let's get into our high of the week, blue of the week. Everything is awesome.
The fuck?
My week has been pretty hectic. I would have to say my high of the week is nailing a casting for a movie I'm really excited about.
Nice.
So I'm waiting to hear back.
Okay.
I can't really go into detail of what it is, but it's a really... Naturally. Right. But
top
it's...
secret.
I know. I wish I could, and I totally would. If I book it, I will go into detail, and I'll let you guys know if I book it.
Nice.
But I have a really good feeling about it.
Nice.
So yeah, I'll keep you all posted. And my blow of the week is something that a lot of you can relate to. My period is approaching. And it sucks. It sucks. Period sucks. Why do we get periods?
Because we got to release them eggs, baby. We got to get rid of them.
That damn Eve.
She picked it up.
She did.
All right. My high of the week... So, I got some PLT clothes in the mail.
Oh, nice. Shout out PLT.
Thing. Shout out PLT.
Uh-huh.
I got some PLT clothes in the mail, and, you know, they were out of my size in the pants, so I decided I was going to go down one.
That's amazing.
Just to try it out. The girl convinced me. She goes, you could do a size down. And I was like, ooh. But I did it, and there was room to spare, might I add.
She could do all her twerking. She can get on the tables. That's a winning pair of pants. And when you go down a size, that is an incredible feeling.
Man, I think that might be the only pair.
But wait, there's no stretch in these pants, right?
Not really. No, they're like a silk.
Then that really counts.
But yeah, so that was my high of the week. Now to get all depressed and sad, unfortunately, my blow of the week. This is sad. I didn't even tell you this.
Okay.
Armand's childhood friend, Jake, I don't know if you know him. Mm-hmm. His girlfriend is in UCLA medical right now. And her liver is shutting down. And it happened super sudden. And they're waiting for her to get a liver donor.
Wait,
right?
How old is she?
Like Armand's age, probably. So
wow.
Armand, how old are you again?
26.
26?
No, oh my God.
Well, around there. Anyways, she's super young. It's a really
terrible
thing. Yeah, it's really, really awful.
And there was no sign of it.
I don't know the full story. Mm-hmm. I think she wasn't feeling well. And so they did go to the doctor for like some checkups and tests and whatnot. And then that's when they realized how serious it was. Mm-hmm. And like, I think within days she was, what is it called? Intubated, where they put the oxygen in you. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really bad. And Jake, anyone that knows him, he is the sweetest, kindest guy you'll ever meet. You know, that's
it's really sad.
I know. I'm like, but I just want to send her, and I want everybody to send her the most positive energy, prayers, love. We need her to
get better.
Mariah.
Mariah, mm-hmm. We're sending you prayers and love and well wishes. And guys, remember, like, your health is so important. Get your annual checkups. Don't be afraid. You got to stop things early. You have to take care of yourself. Health is so important.
Yeah, I got to do all that. I'm really bad. That's why I'm like, ooh.
No, you got to do it.
Who knows what my liver looks
like? Stop. But you also,
this is not a laughing matter. I'm sorry.
You work out.
Sometimes. I could be better. I could be way better.
We all can be better.
Always be better. Yeah.
But bottom line, you guys got to, you know, take care of yourself now when you're young.
Yeah.
So you're not hurting in the future.
And don't ignore the signs. Like, if something's really wrong, don't be, you know, ignorant. Go check it out. I'm the worst at that, so I shouldn't be preaching, but...
But you know.
Don't listen to me. All right. When we get back, we are going to discuss finding your soulmate too soon.
Ooh. It's about to get deep.
With our special guest, Miguel.
So I didn't know this, but did you know that 1 in 5 college students struggle with their mental health?
Wow, 1 in 5.
Campus counseling services are fighting to keep up.
Yeah, the average college campus has 1 mental health counselor for every 1,700 students who are seeking support. That's crazy. 1 for every 1,700?
Wow.
That's like a 6-week wait list, which can basically cause more stress than the counseling relieves. Talkspace believes no student should have to wait to get the support that they need. With the Talkspace student plan, students can connect with their therapist in less than 24 hours. I know that our producer Will has used it too, and he says he loves it. They choose from a selection of recommended therapists and get started right away. No more waiting. And if their first therapist isn't the right fit, they can always switch therapists at no extra cost. That's such a big deal.
That's amazing.
Love.
The price of traditional therapy puts getting help far out of reach for most students. A whole month of Talkspace's student plan costs about as much as a single face-to-face therapy session.
Wow.
Best of all, Talkspace lets you access your therapist from anywhere at any time. So you'll never have to wait to share what's on your mind.
The Talkspace student plan pairs your student with a licensed therapist trained to address the challenges that they face. To get started for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy, go to Talkspace.com/student.
Make sure to use the code LADIES to get your first week free and show support for our show.
Yeah.
That's promo code LADIES at Talkspace.com/student. Welcome back to Ladies Like Us. Our guest today has a very special place in my heart. He's a Grammy Award-winning singer, songwriter, producer, lover of me, tequila, and all things conspiracy, the best cat dad ever, and the real deal in many aspects, because I see how hard you work every day. Introducing the sexiest to ever do it, Miguel!
Hey. Woo. What's up, guys?
All right, wait. Before we get started, we brought the tequila this time because we're home.
And we can't have... Oh, yeah, guys. We are home.
And it's 9 a.m.
We're in our sweats.
Yeah. Like 10.
10.
It's exactly 10 a.m.
We're in our sweats. And, yeah, we're going to take tequila shots.
Yeah, because why not? Ready?
Let's do it.
To an amazing podcast. Thank you so much, babe.
Of course. Are you kidding me?
Thank you for having me.
I hope this is not the last time. Cheers,
thank
guys.
Thank you for walking down the stairs and meeting us at the table.
Yeah, it was a lot.
What am I doing with Cheers, my guys. Life right now?
Oh, my God. Ooh. Oh, man. I mean, let's be honest. This is not the first time we've taken shots at 10 a.m.
Definitely not. Ooh. We've done a lot more.
Sometimes it just rolls into 10 a.m.
Right.
I mean, exactly. If we're taking shots at 10, normally it's just rolling in.
Right, exactly.
Nobody slept. Yeah. Except maybe me.
Yeah. You'll take a nap or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I have Nadia hovering over me like,
and then you'll be
you
the first
miss
one.
This. You better get
and then you'll be the first one ready. You'll be the first one ready to like go out or get some food or hang. Or
I need to eat.
Do some pool shit.
Yeah.
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 Well, today's topic. I know you're very excited.
I'm so ready.
This.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Today's topic, finding your soulmate too soon.
All right.
So
it is very interesting.
I just put a disclaimer out there? For all the guys that might be tuned in, I hope this does not add any or give you guys any added pressure. But you know, there's a lot of women that's going to be watching too.
Right.
So I don't want them to be going back to their boyfriends and like, see, see.
You know what Miguel said?
Yeah.
Look, at the end of the day, every relationship is different. Right?
Yeah, that's what we should definitely put that disclaimer out here. This is purely
our opinions, our experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the real bottom line is that, you know, everybody's relationship is their own. So.
Yeah, definitely. No,
and they
absolutely.
Gotta move accordingly.
That's almost always our advice.
I know.
It's right. Everything's gotta be catered to your unique situation.
Yeah.
Too, you know?
And we're not just saying that just because. It's just true.
Yeah.
Everybody is different. We were all brought up a different way.
Right.
We have different, you know, opinions and standards, and it's just, you know, it's different for each person. So.
All right.
Well, what I want to know is, first of all, do we even believe in soulmates? Because I got into like an interesting conversation with Omar last night about this.
Right.
He doesn't even believe we have souls. And then I was like, of course we have souls. And then I was like, wait. And then I Googled. I was like, do souls exist? And I got into this hole of like.
Okay, well, do they?
It's an intangible thing. It can't be.
That's crazy.
Measured.
I didn't know that he didn't believe in souls though.
It's like more of a scientific approach,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just really like brain and body.
Right.
And,
because he's coming from more of a logical.
Yeah.
You know,
that's how he is.
I know.
He's like, if you can't, if you could prove it, then.
And there's a part of me that is like that with other things.
Right.
But then there's also that part of me that believes
it's spirituality
in the magic and the spirituality of things.
Right.
And I've always been that person.
Right.
Imagination, all of that. Mm-hmm. So I understand both sides of it.
Mm. Yeah. I do too. That's why I it wasn't really an argument. It was more of just like listening to his side of it. But anyways, not to get, you know, too deep into that because that's a whole nother thing.
Right.
Do you guys believe in soulmates? Or what is a soulmate to you guys?
I believe that there is a person for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But I do also believe that for some people, it could be at different parts of their life. You know, like
you think there could be multiple.
Yes. Things. Like in high school, you could have had someone you were meant to be with. And then in college, you know, it just depends on like, you know, which time of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think for some people, they're meant to just be with one person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just how they work. It's like some people enjoy being single and some people really love being in relationships and nurturing and catering to somebody.
I also think that soulmates are not just romantic relationships.
No.
So that's why I agree with you in the sense that we can have multiple soulmates. It's somebody that what I think is somebody you just deeply connect with. And it's just a natural deeper connection that just comes easy and is fluid.
Absolutely.
You know, and you can have that with other people. You know, you meet somebody and you just click instantly and before you know it, you guys are lifelong friends or even a short amount of time,
but
there's
learn.
Still a deep connection there. You
exactly,
know?
Exactly. Yeah.
I definitely agree on people having like deeper connections.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I believe in one person for the whole thing.
Right.
I think of if there's 6 billion people on Earth now, going on 7 billion, it's just like, the odds are that depending on where you are, there you can find someone or you possibly could find someone or not. But I do think that there's a lot of, I think there's multiple ways of connecting with people. And if the, I guess all the variables line up, like your crazy matches with their crazy, and there's like whatever you guys are looking or
crazy
have enough
balance,
have enough patience to deal with each other's imperfections and can love each other beyond that.
We have
then
a lot of patience.
That's it right there.
You more than I do.
you heard that.
Beyond that. Right. Love them beyond that.
Yeah. If you can love them beyond that. But yeah, I think because you can find people, like when you get around people who you may not know at all, but for some reason you just feel completely comfortable around them, and you can have a conversation. You guys, that I agree with you on that.
Totally.
Like, there's definitely people who are soulmates that it's not romantic, but
yeah,
you know what I mean? There's like we connect.
It's an unexplained connection.
Yeah,
it's just there.
Right.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
You know.
For me, it's like if I know I don't want you not in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Like to me, that's considered a soulmate friendship or relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I can't. I can't picture certain people not in my life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when I can't picture that, then I know, okay, like,
definitely.
This, they're in that soulmate box.
Right, right.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. So, I mean, everybody's got their own beliefs, but, you know, that's our take on that.
Soulmates. Soulmates.
So, okay, so how did...
I'm looking at your questions.
Right?
No cheating. Stop.
Okay, how did you guys know that you guys were the one for each other?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I think the... Sorry, I'm going to jump ahead.
No. This is your time to shine. You are the guest.
Yeah, I think when you... What you said was actually really... It's pretty much the vibe. Like, once I couldn't see the future without her, I knew that she was going to be my partner, which is a whole other conversation that we were having separately.
Yes.
That I like that we're kind of evolving to a partner-based culture, I guess, or where that's more the focal point.
Mm-hmm.
But when I couldn't imagine, that's when I knew. When I knew, when in my meditations, when it was...
Oh, the first date.
Oh, okay.
Right. She was barfing at her perk.
Right.
That's when you knew you couldn't live without
me. I'm in love.
Right. Look at her.
He took full advantage of that situation.
Let me wipe that off. Oh, my God. I could do this for the rest of my
life. And he has, guys.
Oh, my God. I love it.
So, yeah.
What about you,
Nas? Around same answer.
Yeah.
But I also knew, like, the night that I met him was, you know, the night of his video.
Mm-hmm.
Formally met him.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really was introduced to him at the casting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, okay.
But we formally met and got to talk the night of his video. And I remember driving home and I was like, this guy is so special. Like, aww. I just felt it and I said it out loud. And I was on the 110 freeway coming from San Pedro.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a full moon. And I literally said that out loud.
Yeah.
I just it was a feeling.
She told me that.
Yeah, it was a feeling. So
yeah,
not to sound like super creepy, but yeah, it was really. I just knew feeling.
Yeah, you know.
A stalker. Stage 5 cleaner.
So early. It obviously didn't scare you away. So
I was just driving home. I just met my husband. All right, so during the whole course of your relationship, it's been what, how long now?
Like 13.
Yeah. we're going on 14 years in October.
Yeah.
No. What do we count now? Do we count the wedding anniversary? Do we count the
just how long you've been together?
Yeah, okay.
We don't count the year that we
I'm new to this.
So.
I don't know.
Yeah, like 13 years going on 14. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So was 2009? There ever
No, we met in 2005.
Five?
Yeah. 2009 would be 10 years ago. We met in 2005,
yeah.
September 2005.
Yeah.
Because it was...
That was a long time.
Because I just turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's wild.
So there you go. Finding your soulmate too soon. You guys were 18 years old when you met.
Right.
Well, you were 19, right?
19.
You were 19.
Yeah.
Nas was 18.
Right.
Like... what are the challenges that you come across? I mean, I'd imagine like, I mean, I know for myself, 18 to 30 is like such a huge growing time.
Right.
So what happens in your relationship?
What doesn't happen in your relationship? Right, exactly. First of all, you're just not, and you think you are, but you're not mentally mature to handle a serious relationship. Honestly, like, and it could be different for some people, but I know in our situation.
I definitely wasn't.
No, and me neither at all. So
I wasn't.
We just were not at all. And we weren't ready to take on what we did either.
Mm-hmm. You know? We did a lot of
things early.
Sorry, guys.
We have Penny in the building.
And Munch and Vanity.
Yeah, our Victor. Secret guest. Their secret guest. So, okay. So, meeting early on.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely weren't ready. We weren't ready. I wasn't ready to be in a relationship.
Right.
I didn't know that at the time, but
I mean,
there was a connection there that I knew was real.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what kept us together. And that probably is what gave her hope through all of the mistakes that I made early on. But yeah.
I definitely think so.
Yeah,
right, absolutely.
I definitely think the timing of it was, in terms of being together romantically, was wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
But we were able to.
Love.
Yeah. I loved her. I wasn't necessarily always in love with her at the time. And my actions showed that.
Right.
Because I didn't really know.
You didn't know.
I was still discovering things for myself about me, you know?
Right.
And how to love myself and going through, I guess, just transitioning from being a little more obscure and like all of my time and energy going into music and pursuing.
Yeah, right. you were building something too at the time. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the energy and time went to that and our relationship didn't get a lot of that. The kind of like the nurturing that it could have and should have requires and she deserved, you know, that we deserve.
You guys were so young.
You were so young.
It was your first like major relationship. Well, you had one, but you know, that was
does
like
that
high school.
Count?
No, it's different.
It is different.
You were engaged, but it was just kind of like
no, it was a game.
I forgot that.
It was not real.
But you know, like, the first one in high school, it's just not as serious.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah.
Oh, we've shared it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, when you're that young and you made a huge point, you have to love yourself first, and you have to be okay with yourself first before you're ready to handle a really serious relationship. Mm-hmm. Like bottom line, no matter what, you can't come if you come to your relationship not whole and you know, we're always a work in progress. It's not like I'm sitting here saying I'm perfect and I'm solid. No, I'm still working on myself. But
we all are for sure.
Yeah,
all
it never stops.
But the base and the foundation, you know, like. In your 20s, you're figuring it out. Mm-hmm. You're figuring out who you are,
right?
What you want to represent in this world, what you have to say, all these things that it's heavy too. And then you're building your career. It's just, there's a lot of elements. So it's like but you guys had that connection that kept you guys going for the long haul. And to say like, okay, maybe I'm not taking this serious, but there's something there and I can't let it go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's awesome.
Yeah. It was definitely, it's been a really interesting journey and not in a bad way interesting. Like I don't regret anything. I feel like all of it happened for a reason. We learned from it.
Totally.
And you know, sometimes you have to hit rock bottom in order to reach the top.
There's a lot of great learning experiences. I think for the most part, I would say the beneficial or the great thing about our journey is that we absolutely, without a doubt, know that we're gonna hold each other down. Like it really is like
like I feel like we could get through really anything. To be completely honest with you, that's how I feel. And that whole journey taught me that. And I feel like if we didn't go through those things, we might not feel that way.
I don't think that we needed to. I don't think it was completely necessary, but the takeaway from it for me is that
he's like, I would take some things away.
I mean, there's some things that I mean,
but, we can't, so
and I guess it's more of a perspective thing,
right?
So looking back, finding the this is good because my takeaway is that we absolutely know where our hearts are in terms of how much we care about each other and how much we support each other, and that there's nothing that's going to get in the way of that.
Right.
But there's like dumb things that obviously I've done that, you know, that I did that were just...
It's always the guy.
Yeah, like, yeah, that was a dick move. You know, it was like, that was a dick move. And
have I ever done a dick move to you?
No.
No, I haven't.
No dick moves.
He's waiting for you to do it. He would be scared.
No oh dick moves, my no. God. It would be, the world would crash if I did a dick move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done. The locks are changed.
Oh, yeah, we're way past that. Thank God.
Okay,
we got past that point.
We took a break, right?
Yes. We took a break for about a year, maybe, give or take a couple months.
No.
It was a year exactly.
And like, but like, at what point in the relationship? Like, how many years in?
Well, she broke up with me before. Yeah, I'm talking about like, I was crying.
No.
Jumped on her car.
No, you guys. Yes. I broke up with him.
The dramatics.
It was a scene.
She found out that I had cheated.
She found out
that I had cheated. This is when I was like
21, maybe.
Yeah, so just turned 21. Crazy.
Crazy. It's a good thing to know that like everybody fucks up. We all fuck up.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But you know, to be like, yeah, this happened, but this is our journey, and this is, you know, it's relatable for people. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, everybody is dealing with some bullshit out there.
Absolutely.
And to know that you guys can go through some heavy bullshit and come out of it on the end, like, and it's amazing now.
Well, it takes work.
A lot of work.
Yeah, it takes work. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy for her, first and foremost, to find something out like that at the time. And then throughout, like, just the little things, and even just the way I went about certain things I would do differently, I wish I was more mature to understand that this is how it feels, or it doesn't help anyone feel good about them or the relationship or instill trust or any of those things. And then in the long run, as a guy, it just always ends up coming back to bite you in the ass, you know?
Yeah, because we know everything.
Yeah, especially
you. You know, I freaking not the detective.
She's like,
my God,
what was his name? Inspector Gadget. Yeah,
you can't get away with shit.
Yeah, I was real sloppy. So,
but what you just said is a realization. You got a lesson from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You learned. You learned that, like, okay, if I do this, this really does something to this person.
Right.
Blah blah blah.
Right.
So now you know, and now you won't do these things again. Like, it's just like, you have to get the lesson out of the BS.
Yeah, when you love someone, you absolutely go, okay. It's more, the apology really is in the action. How do you move?
Exactly.
It is always forward, in the action.
Yeah. And that's kind of the... Yeah,
yeah, no, they really are.
It's
real.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What was... Did we...
We missed track the of a, story.
Oh, so we broke up... You broke up with me first because she found out that I cheated.
Right.
She always broke up with me because I cheated. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when I realized that I was not in a place where I could completely commit, it was like, yeah, right now is not going to work, you know? And that's when we were not together for like a year. That was like the year.
Yes, that was that was the year. That was kind of the
I was trying to do it better knowing that it was like, all
the
right,
way
you weren't ready, so you were like, "Let's put this on pause."
Yeah.
I don't know.
Didn't do it. It wasn't like
it was not a clean cut.
Yeah, it wasn't. Just clean. Saying that. It was cleaner.
We were sleeping together off and on,
of course, for
a year.
That's normal.
But even the breakup, though, I'm not talking about in between, because that's kind of, you do that when you're comfortable with someone. Yeah. You still have feelings for somebody.
I wasn't mad.
Yeah.
It was all wrong with me. It was fine.
But we were also seeing other people, which is so weird to think about, because I don't want to picture that. I can't picture. Yeah.
I mean, these days, I'm just like, I don't, it doesn't friend. Even.
Please, can we not?
Wow.
Sorry.
And I dated Audrina's friend. Let's not get into that one.
Yeah.
Anyways, your friend was amazing. Yeah, he's a really good person. He's not. I'm not gonna be mean.
No, he is.
You've met him.
No, he's a great dude. He's a great dude.
Yeah,
great dude.
We love you, Greg.
Yeah, he's a really great nice dude. Person.
I'm not even gonna front. That guy. No. He's a good guy. For real.
So did you finish your story? My bad.
About the car. No, we didn't finish the story. Okay.
Oh, I was just giving an example of, like, it was crazy. I was young. She found out I cheated.
Right.
She broke up with me. I was, like, ugly crying.
No. You guys.
Jumped on a car.
I was pulling away from your friend, from Chris's. Chris's apartment in my car, and he's crying hysterically.
Yeah.
And he jumps on my moving car.
Yeah.
Dang.
Like, no, don't go.
Yeah. And I.
The drama.
I know. And I should have kept driving, but I didn't.
It was like a novella.
And I broke really hard.
I just, like, rolled off. She got out the car like, oh.
Oh, my God.
No. But I think for, like, a month straight, you also showed up at my apartment.
Yep.
Knocking on the door. Man. Can I just talk to her? Audrina would answer the door. Yeah.
Audrina would not let me.
No.
Like, she doesn't want to talk to you.
Audrina would not let him in the house.
You. This is why I'm down for Audrina.
I know.
She was like, I'm protecting my friend.
Yeah. She was like, you got to go.
Yeah. But we went through that.
Yeah. We went through that.
Yeah.
We got back together.
Right.
Then maybe a little bit after, like maybe like a year later, I feel like a year afterwards, and it was like, okay, try to make it work. I knew I wasn't ready.
Right. This was when the music was starting to come out.
Yeah.
You were really hitting mainstream at that time.
I definitely didn't trust myself to be able to.
And things were just a mess.
Be 1,000% like, you know, faithful in the traditional
boyfriend,
ways.
Girlfriend.
Yeah. And so that was when I knew that we shouldn't, that this was the wrong time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we broke up for like a year. And then in between then we were seeing each other at times, but I was gone. And then a year later, then we got back together. And we've been grinding it out since then.
No.
Do you think that break, you think that was what was needed? You think it was beneficial? Like,
yes.
I'm glad for sure. In retrospect, it was the best thing I could do, mm-hmm. you know?
It really, I feel like it changed our relationship,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
and it didn't mean that it made it perfect,
mm-hmm.
but it was kind of that make it or break it. Like, are we going to do this? Or are we not going to do this?
Yeah.
Like this, you know, not being together, but still talking and then still, you know, meeting up and like, you know, it wasn't always the healthiest. I'm going to say that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because you deep down inside still want to be with that person, but
you
can't. And it's just not the healthiest situation.
Yeah. I think because it was easier for me to deal with because I was busy.
Of course.
You know?
No.
And I was like,
when you're distracted.
Around.
Yeah. yeah.
When you're building and distracted and you're focused. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
and you needed that time too for yourself.
Yeah. You already know.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I absolutely did.
Yeah. I believe that too.
Yeah.
So we went through that part.
A break worked for us.
It did.
And
it did.
Therapy too, right? Don't
oh
you guys
my
like
well,
therapy?
I will go ahead and like I will absolutely say on record like that actually is what changed.
Well, that's what saved our relationship.
Yeah, that changed like the this is how we level up and how we how it becomes real,
mm-hmm.
you know, because everyone comes from different kinds of realities, you know,
mm-hmm.
we see love in different ways,
right?
We appreciate and receive love in different ways,
mm-hmm.
and I think it was when we saw a therapist to help us understand
why we do what we do,
yeah,
why we
yeah,
react
yeah.
the way
and
we
how,
react.
Huge.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
It helped. It was like an aha in
course.
A lot of ways. And
right.
so, yeah.
And because sometimes you can't figure it out on your own.
Yeah.
You can't
you
know.
Need that other person to be like, so you do this, this, and this. Well, it's probably because of this. And you're like, ah.
And even how easy it is to like wait for the other person to talk. And we would do that on our own at home,
mm-hmm.
but to have someone say, okay, your turn.
Right.
Don't say anything. You explain your
yeah.
piece. For some reason, it makes it so much more clear. And
yeah.
I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I have no idea why. It
yeah.
made me understand you 10 times more.
Yeah.
But I think they're just honing in and really just
listening
to what they're saying.
Right.
You're focused on that.
Because right. sometimes you can hear someone, but it doesn't mean you're listening.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So while you're arguing, or you're trying to prove your point, you're like so locked in on your point
totally.
That you're not even, whatever they're saying isn't even coming through. You're just so like
right.
holding on to this thing that you're trying to prove or get
I
across.
Think that's a tool that like, I think doing that, learning how to do that, like you can learn that
mm-hmm.
and it really helps.
Yeah.
I know like I'll be thinking in my head, and then sometimes I'll be like, okay, stop and listen. Like, sometimes I'm conscious of that I'm not listening. Mm-hmm. And then you have to tell yourself, okay, let me just focus on what this person's saying. You know, when Omar and I get in arguments, I really try to do that because I just know that it's beneficial.
1,000%.
You know? Yeah. So that's great. So therapy.
Therapy, for sure.
And yeah, and now it helps us deal with each other. I don't want to say deal. That sounds bad. But it helps us communicate better at home.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like we go to therapy now, not because we need it, but just because it is our emotional gym. Mm-hmm.
Maintenance, it's at this point.
Instead of trying to fix things, it's just more maintenance.
Exactly.
And it's a really beautiful thing to be at that place. Mm-hmm. But I do know if we have an issue, you know, nothing's perfect over here. I know that we can eventually talk it out and get to the point because we've done the work.
Mm-hmm. And that's kind of that's really what it boils down. I mean, for me as a guy, as a man, I would say, knowing that at the end of the day, it will always come to a place of like, I love and care about you. I want the best for you. Right. I want the best for us. Like, that's kind of all this other shit is like, it's bullshit.
It's always the bottom line. It's like, well, okay, but I love you. So let's just figure this out.
Right.
You know, it's just so simple as that. Like,
it really is.
Your point is not that important, honestly. Like, get over yourself.
That's kind of, I think, where the whole soulmate conversation, I don't necessarily believe in that's a thing. We don't do it because we're soulmates. Mm-hmm. We do it because we love, care, and respect each other.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that trumps everything. I think my mom told me this a long time, and I told you this, that she was like, you fluctuate in and out of love. Mm-hmm. And I guess the whole time growing up, I just thought, like, when you're in love with someone, you're just in love with them. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. It takes work.
And
people change, especially in your 20s.
Right.
That's why ours was so up and down. It's because we were trying to find ourselves.
But that's where the value to me, sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
That's where I think the value is when you, even though we went through, you know, are mostly me doing things, going about things the wrong way.
Right.
What we did establish is that we really, really care about each other. We really love each other.
Absolutely.
And we don't want to hurt each other. We have the best interest for each other. And obviously, like, there's real passion there, which is like, that makes all of the work. That's like the
icing.
Yeah, like you can't buy that.
No.
You can't
pay
for that. It's chemistry. You can't manufacture that.
Right.
So
sometimes we
right.
So sometimes we have too much passion.
Right.
Yeah.
That makes it interesting.
I'm glad you guys are saying that therapy is maintenance throughout the relationship, because people get really hung up on, like, if you're going to therapy, that there's a huge problem or it's the end of the ropes for your relationship. And that's not always the case.
No.
I think it is important. And think about all the changes you guys have gone through now. Mm-hmm. There's so much more in store. Yo, wait till you're 50 and you guys go through midlife crisis.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm trying to avoid. I'm trying to avoid midlife crisis.
But you guys have your foundation. You have the tools. You've learned in therapy. You've done the work.
Right.
And you have the love, and you also have, like you said, the understanding of knowing that you do, it's not this fantasy life of we are in love every day and everything's beautiful.
No, that's not realistic.
That's not real. No. And people think that that's how it should be.
Oh,
and
I think
that that has a lot to do with sometimes why relationships don't make it too.
Because they have these expectations.
They have these unrealistic expectations that it should be fuzzy feelings all the time. And it's just simply not.
No, but that's why I always tell Nas, like, I don't want to be goals. I've said it a number of times. Like, it's just, and as much
no,
as like.
But you know what? I know you don't want to be, but this is the reality of our life. And you have, no, it is. It's the reality of our life, but we can be goals in different ways.
Yeah, you set your own goals.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Well,
it's
here's
how
the
you're
thing.
Looking at it.
I don't want to be, what I want, I think what's more important is that people understand that your goals should be your own. Mm-hmm. They should never be
that's
based
goals.
On.
That's goals. Right. That is like, your interpretation, your definition of goals.
I just think that looking at other people's relationships and going, that's goals, is then you're putting in, you're creating an idea that you'll never be able to, like, mm-hmm. no one can ever live up to ideals. You know what I'm saying? It's almost
but
like.
But they also don't even know. When people say that about celeb couples, yeah. and they're like goals, and they don't
no
know
idea what's
about
happening
about
behind closed
yeah.
doors.
Let me, exactly. So yeah, I think what I mean know? More, I think a clearer way of explaining that is that your idea of what something really is,
mm-hmm. right.
is never the, it's your, it's how you're seeing it. And
it's your
I
perception.
Mean, especially when it's based on
Instagram
what you're seeing on Instagram mm-hmm. or in the media and things like this. It's like, it's right. never the full story.
But that's why it's awesome yeah. that you guys are here today being real about your
well, that means I'm posting more photos and shit of us arguing.
Of us arguing.
Photos like this.
I'll be like, yeah. it's just me like.
I mean, we do have a photo that Dustin took of her birthday and us on the sidewalk.
Right.
Oh,
and,
no.
And I did. I was one. Very upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. I got to see that picture.
It's yes. me. It's like an aha moment. I'm like, oh.
Yes.
And you're like.
It was when we got kicked out of the hotel room for your birthday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah.
That was funny. I was screaming out the window at like 3 in the morning.
Funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was not okay.
It wasn't
but,
so bad.
We
just,
I
went,
was
we just
really
went back to you guys.
Birthday.
Yeah, it was your birthday.
Yeah, it was your 30th. Yeah.
And then we got kicked out of the hotel and had to go all sleep on the floor in my little like 900 square foot house.
We crashed on your couch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was
but
a great birthday.
It was a good birthday.
Yes. Anyways, let's cut
I remember someone shit their pants that night.
What?
Did I, as I recall, someone, I think,
well,
like,
it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't. No, no,
I do know who he's talking about.
Yeah, you can't.
A cousin
oh.
of our.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, someone
let's
someone
not
did
talk about it.
Someone
yeah,
did
not.
Shit their pants that night, but we'll never say who
that's
it is. Right. Anyways.
And yeah. someone else wiped their ass.
Yes, and we still won't say who it was.
You know Ash is dying right now. He even listens to our podcast.
He's not.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But it's that's all to say. It's not all, you know,
honky
I mean?
Dory.
Like,
fuzzy,
yeah.
yeah, no, exactly. It, this shit's everything real. Is, this is real life.
Yeah.
We all go through this bullshit.
Man.
And you guys have more years, you know, you guys have a lot of years yeah. in, so there's yeah. more bullshit.
And a lot of odds against us.
Yeah.
If you're definitely. Looking at the big picture.
I like to think that actually, you know? More so than not, we get to the real issue, or like we can deal with things a lot faster now. Mm-hmm. There's a lot less like
I feel like we do
trying to yeah yeah
well, yeah
but
because
now,
it's like
yeah.
it's like your muscle is like strong
right.
it's worked out
yeah.
it's maintained
right. yeah,
you know so
exactly.
it's like
yeah.
it can happen faster yeah. and you're like okay let's you know all your steps
right.
that you gotta
right.
do
so it's like the same amount of shit but the time it takes to get
which is better
to the real okay what's the issue or
spending,
be like eh. yeah
you're spending less time on
you know
it.
What I also realize is that let's say we're arguing about something it's usually never truly about what you're arguing about.
Okay.
There's always
right.
something
a different
deeper.
Route. Yeah.
Like, but why are you arguing?
Yeah.
What?
That's really that's the part that
and you
like,
have to understand your partner to understand what
right.
that deeper issue is.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I always yeah. know if something's bothering him, it's a deeper issue.
Mm-hmm.
I know that.
It's always a deeper
always.
Issue.
Always. Like I'm like, okay, why is he and I don't want to say acting out. But I know that there. No, I don't want to say that.
Because
but
you're an artist. This is what comes with
yes.
being an artist.
Your
feelings.
Moods are a
yeah.
lot of feelings, and there's a
all
lot of moods,
feelings.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's what makes you amazing at what you do. But I do always know that there is a deeper issue.
Yeah. Normally it's for a deeper reason.
Absolutely.
Try and get to that.
And I try not to take it personal, to be honest with you.
Good.
Yeah.
Same. It's the same thing. When right. there's a problem, yeah, I'm like, all right, what's the real, yeah.
Well, I think we should cut to the wedding.
Oh, okay.
I think we should talk about you put in all this work and now here we are and
right.
it
right.
is your wedding.
Yep.
It was
oh
so
my
good.
God. It was so amazing.
It was so
and it
good.
Was it was worth everything, honestly.
Best day.
It was
best
the
day.
Best day.
It was so beautiful.
Ever.
Like
oh my,
the,
oh my God.
The like weather, like the sky and the
yeah.
sunset.
No,
oh, it was
and,
so good.
And hours before, I really thought it was going to rain.
You did?
Yeah,
yes,
it was great. It was
because
gray
I saw
out.
The clouds coming in.
It was like this. It was
but
like
that's
this.
Why the sunset was beautiful, because
it
was clouds.
Exactly.
It was like pink and orange. Oh,
yeah.
It all, again, happened
yeah.
for a reason. And
yeah.
it was like the most amazing day, honestly.
It really was.
It was worth all of the
it
work.
It went by too fast.
Yeah,
it went by
really
so fast.
But that's what everybody says that has a wedding.
Yeah.
I know.
It flies by like that.
Yeah.
All that work and you're just like, what?
I'm really happy. Shout out to Kelty and Chris. They told us that we should stay, not to separate, not to let everyone
oh,
kind of
right.
like
uh-huh.
carry us
wedding.
Off in different directions, mm. like to stay together because
right.
otherwise.
And we did stay together.
Yeah.
That is good advice.
Yeah.
The only time we were apart I went to the photo booth, and I think you were hanging out with your brothers.
Yeah.
It wasn't long.
We enjoyed the day, the whole day together. Yes. I mean, the whole wedding together. Right. Like,
Remember when it almost caught on fire?
Yes.
Yeah. Who saved it? David. Yeah. Big shout out to David Davis.
So they had our wedding venue.
You guys had sparklers.
Yep. Right.
And you guys are walking towards the In-N-Out truck. Right. And we're all lined up with sparklers.
Classic
I guess somebody
LA.
Had a wad of them and lit them all at once. And it just got crazy and like went out of control.
Yeah.
And then a bush caught on fire.
Can you
and then
imagine?
We were like, what the hell? And then David Davis came in with a jug of water.
Out of nowhere.
And then kept refilling it out of nowhere.
He was like,
he put it out.
Jesus.
I definitely didn't see any of that. I was so high.
I mean, I was faded too. We were eating burgers.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Lowe's too. Right next to them.
With the pre rolls.
Yep, Lowe's.
Yeah.
It was right next to you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you didn't even know.
No,
you guys
I didn't know.
Hey,
but can you imagine if that went.
Oh, thank you, David. That after party.
Yes.
Yeah,
the after.
That after party.
It was
on fire.
I'm going to say the after party was so incredible that sometimes I can't believe it happened.
Yeah.
The things that I witnessed that night.
We not only the party, like we laughed a lot and it went on. We went to sleep technically.
For 30 minutes.
And then Nick is like, "Yo,
there's an alien."
They thought they saw an alien. Okay, guys.
No, they didn't. No, it's not. They thought there was something in the sky. For 6 hours.
Uh-huh.
It was like for 6 hours that stayed in.
Yeah, it was weird. I saw it.
In the sky.
Yeah,
it just parked there.
Right.
And it was like emanating all these different, not like twinkling, but it would like kind of transition into different colors.
It was bizarre.
It was insane.
You guys were mind blown.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was definitely talked about after as well.
Yeah.
But that after party.
It was a great day.
Oh, man. We had the glam squad.
The glam squad turned up.
They were swinging from the chandeliers.
Literally swinging from the chandeliers. One of them broke our rolling racks.
Yeah. I got a lap dance. We broke the chair.
Yeah. Nadia was losing lashes. They dragged her, literally dragged her across the balcony.
Yeah, I was being dragged.
By her feet? By her feet?
Was it by your feet?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else? My hair? My feet!
Arms.
And then what? Nigel jumped over a fire. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the fire pit. He jumped over the fire pit.
Over it.
Then we had a twerk off around the fire pit.
I have that on video, by the way. I have the twerk off on
I don't remember any of this.
Video.
I don't.
The bouquet toss was incredible.
Oh, yeah. Ashley and Blanca fighting to the death.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember everyone spreading, parting like the Red Sea. Everyone spreading at the wedding. I don't know.
Yes, everyone spread.
Well, speaking of spreading.
Oh, who spread? I know some people that spread.
Yeah, they did.
But Armand and his girlfriend saw two people hooking up in the bathroom.
Their
silhouettes.
I heard. Mm-hmm. I heard it was very beautiful.
We know who it is.
Yeah, we do know who it is.
We heard it was beautiful.
Weddings.
We know.
Inspiring.
Yes, weddings were... Our wedding was amazing.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
It was a great time.
Oh, my God. Except the next morning, we had to go through 16,000 pictures for Vogue magazine.
Oh, yeah. No, the whole day, though. It was insane.
No, it took us... It took us over...
Till that night. I don't think we were done till...
We started at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
We ended at midnight.
And I'm like hungover.
You?
Yeah.
No sleep.
Hungover.
16,000 photos.
She's a trooper. You honestly powered through the whole thing.
They looked great. All the photos
were
amazing.
Mm-hmm. They were amazing.
It was really, really good.
But I knew that I was going to have, we were going to have to do that.
Yeah.
But I did not know it was going to be that intense.
Yeah, it was a lot.
You know, because you're like, oh my God, it's Vogue magazine. Like, these have to look, you know.
Right.
And they all have to look the same.
Our photographer was amazing.
Sarah,
she was incredible. And
Emily.
Sarah and Emily were great. Right. But it was a lot of photos to get through.
Yeah, hell no.
Yeah. It was
a All right. So, do you guys feel a difference now that you guys are married?
Yeah, I do.
I do. We talk about this. I kicked this mic. I do. We talk about this often, actually. Like, it's not, it's the same, but it's different.
Yeah.
It's a different level of, like.
It's intangible, right?
Yeah.
That's what people say.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I never know.
Just kidding. She will.
She's going to know.
This show's making me look so desperate.
No. More importantly, I think the partnership is the most important thing.
Oh, absolutely.
And we've had this conversation just on our own. Right. Like, we got married. I really feel that we got married because of how we were raised. Mm-hmm. And generationally, like, there's, I think, a more of a distance from what is expected in terms of tradition.
Right.
So I think it'll evolve culturally, like what's expected from women and what's expected from men. It's already very different. Yeah. We just were raised very traditionally. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though, like, our parents were divorced, my mother raised me to get married. So we even now talk about, like, when we have children, are they going to
get married?
Yeah, is that going to be something?
Is it going to be a thing?
Yeah, and I think,
like, do you want them to, or do you tell them?
I feel like
you
that's up to them.
Yeah,
you know, I think we're going to lead by example.
Yeah,
you know, and show them as best we can a healthy, you know, well rounded relationship that has ups and downs.
Totally.
I know with my parents, their divorce was so shocking because I didn't see anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't see them fight.
Right.
They sheltered us from everything.
So it was out of nowhere. Yeah. It's like, what is
and
happening?
And I feel
meanwhile, when, like, my parents, I knew it was
all
going
of them, right?
I was
felt
like,
it.
Yeah.
And then it becomes, which is better?
No.
You know what
you
I
know,
mean? Like,
I actually was all good with it when my parents got divorced because I knew that they were arguing.
See, it wasn't a shock to you.
No,
not to me, and I was 18. Mm-hmm. It was a shock to me.
Oh, it was a shock to all of us.
Yes.
18 years and you're only seeing them
be good.
Like, yeah.
So I feel like with us, I feel like it's important for our future children to understand that we do have ups and downs, but this is how we cope with them. This is what we do to fix those problems and to help them and for us to, you know, elevate and evolve.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be all about communication with us.
Yeah.
It's kind of realistic.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you. The one thing I want to instill in, if we have a son or we have sons or a daughter or daughters or whatever.
Right.
I think the most important thing is that it's going to be work. Mm-hmm. So one in life, do things that you love, be with someone you actually love and it will make the work less
work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. At least
it's
you know that there's
it.
A reason.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think once you have that as the founding are the base of it all, that you actually really love someone and you really want the best for them and that's where your heart is at. Mm-hmm. The rest of it is like semantics. Mm-hmm. It's really about the partnership, the commitment. Like, are you really committed to someone? I think that's probably why when we talk about partnership now, there's a little less of a, it's not about the expectation of the title, what that means.
Yeah.
It's more like it's more of a personal respect, responsibility thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, this is my partner. That's what I was saying. When I talk to older people, I say I'm married or my wife. Mm-hmm. But when I talk to my peers, it's more like my partner.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
I think it's just more under, it's easier for the older generation to understand.
To grasp.
Yeah. They're going to be like, partner? What the hell? Like,
what do you mean by that?
Which is, that's kind
gay?
Of a good
like,
question.
Yeah.
I think that's a good topic, though. Like, partner or, you know,
husband or wife.
Right. Yeah, like which one feels more.
We could get into that time. So we show the kids the good and the bad, but we hide the ugly.
Yeah, I mean, they will never see anything. Like,
that's what it is, right?
Yeah.
They can see the bad, just hide the ugly.
I'm hoping there's no ugly.
Yeah, no. But we don't want the ugly. My God.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying. If something happens.
Like, yeah, we got married because they're like, we're done with the ugly.
Yeah, the ugly is done. So.
Not because,
Thank
but
God.
That's a part of
Thank
it.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when I'm feeling bad and I'm craving a soda, do you know what I reach for?
What?
LaCroix.
Yum.
Sparkling water. Oh, also pronounced LaCroix, not La Croix.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Just in case you didn't know.
Yes, I didn't.
LaCroix was developed to give health-conscious consumers refreshment, flavor, and sparkle with an innocent twist of zero calories, zero sweeteners, and zero sodium, which means no bloat.
Ooh, that is right up my alley.
The innocence of naturally essenced LaCroix has propelled it to America's top-selling branded domestic sparkling water.
LaCroix has so many flavors, including their newly introduced hibiscus, are confirmed to be derived from natural sources with natural fruit essences.
Ooh, Jamaica.
Yes.
For the Mexicans.
Yeah, put some flavor on that. But the best part, zero calories, zero sweeteners, zero sodium, equals innocent, and equals snatch. And I love that. There are so many flavors. I'm sure there's a flavor for everybody. For more info, check them out on social at LaCroix Water or LaCroixWater.com.
Okay, so now we're going to play a little game.
All right, game time.
The newlywed game. Since you guys are
I'm about to kill this.
Still in your first year of marriage. Right
now. Please, you're about to kill nothing.
Okay, so this is how we're going to do it. I'm going to alternate questions with you guys, right? I'm going to start with Nas, and I'm going
to
ask
Wait,
her.
Wait, you have to turn your board.
Yeah, you don't want her to see your answer.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right.
Nope. So we'll take turns. I'm going to start with Nas. I'm going to ask her a question about you, and I'm going to ask you a question about her and alternate, okay? And so you're going to answer it the way you think your partner would answer it.
Okay.
Okay?
You better not pee.
Easy.
No, Nas, what is one item that Miguel cannot travel without?
Oh, one item. One. Well, he has to take like his whole closet.
Of course, but maybe pick one of them.
She's exaggerating.
No, I'm not.
Blessed his assistant.
One item?
Do, 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 do. We don't have that much time.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It is hard. A tough one. That's a tough one.
Okay, give her. I think these are all kind of hard.
Oh, no.
They were all hard when I searched for them.
I know. But this one's like really hard because he needs like certain things.
Would you like to switch it?
I'm real particular.
Yeah, like it's like he needs this and that and like. You know?
This and that.
Okay. Okay, how about this one now?
Shit.
What is Miguel's go-to midnight snack?
How many questions are there?
Can I put two answers? A healthy option and
you gotta pick one. Pick one.
I was gonna be like, whatever, but Mick said no, so you better put your...
Damn it.
That's really tough.
Yeah, because when you're being healthy, I know exactly what it is. But when he's not being healthy, I know exactly.
Okay,
what
so
is.
Then put the healthy one in the unhealthy.
All right,
healthy.
I'll
okay.
put both.
We'll okay. put one of each.
Okay. All right.
Okay, ready?
All right.
Shall we reveal?
Yes.
And let's see what you got. What did Miguel say?
I don't know if you can read that.
Water?
When I'm being healthy.
You well, just drink water?
It's not a snack. I was like, what are these code healthy. Words?
Yeah. I put for healthy, he has almonds. Okay. He always has almonds,
okay.
right?
Yeah. Okay.
And then cereal is his.
Yeah, because water's not really a snack.
See?
But if I'm really being healthy, I won't
Dang,
snack. I'm like, yo.
Intermittent.
I'm on my intermittent shit. I'm like, I'm not
Well, you got the junkie part, right?
I got cereal. Because I know.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Cereal's
okay.
Good.
Okay.
But I know, like, you will have a handful of almonds.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If Absolutely. You're being healthy.
Yeah.
Okay, mate.
I should swap that to, like.
Almonds.
No. Nah. To
really
no, I should change it. I should change it. All right, here we go.
Okay, Mix. If Nas could choose one thing to get rid of yours, oh. what would she choose?
Procrastination.
You're not supposed to say it.
Okay, so we'll say an item.
An
like
item.
A thing.
A thing.
Oh, that like annoys her or something, or she's just like always like, oh, this thing.
Oh.
This thing.
That's really tough.
I yeah, stumped you guys.
Because we like a lot of the same things.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we were like...
She likes a lot of things
really,
that I like.
No, yeah. you like a lot of things that I like. Please.
And nothing really bothers you that he uses.
Yeah, it's more of what he...
Okay.
So, things that he'll get rid of? Other than
These
procrastination?
These questions are trash.
Like, yes, okay, okay. he was right. Yes, procrastination. That is... My pet peeve with him is his procrastination
okay.
and...
That's what I was going to ask, the pet peeve.
Okay, but, it's right, that okay. and the fact that he is always late. All I right. cannot do the late thing.
I'm working on that.
Next.
I'm working on that. I know, we're just talking.
Oh my yeah. God. Okay, Migs, what is Nas's favorite fast food restaurant?
Oh. You better get this right.
Come on, baby.
Oh, this is tough.
It is because I like two. Yeah. I know.
I know. At least you know that there's two.
There's two.
Oh, okay. Did you write your answers, Nas?
I did, but I only wrote one.
Okay, write two. Okay. Just write your two.
I said.
He's got two.
Really? Oh, it used to be.
Don't say it. Okay.
Wait, now I gotta write two.
Oh, my God.
Imagine if we were on the real show. It'd be terrible.
They're gonna have to edit this down. So
explaining
hard.
Everything. We're like, explaining yeah, everything. Like,
but.
I was like, next topic.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready. Okay.
All right.
What do we got? Let's turn it around.
Del Taco and In-N-Out.
Oh,
I said Wendy's and Del Taco.
Wendy's was an old one.
Old one. That's yes. why I was like, yes. it used
updated
to be.
I've upgraded.
Well, we got the Del Taco match.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, we got to be real strict with this from now on.
Okay. Okay.
Cheaters. Yeah, right big now, fat cheaters.
Right now, we're tied, no?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I
guess. Nas.
I love you.
Yeah, who knows what the hell the score is. You guys are both losing.
All right.
Okay, Nas. Uh-huh. A meteor is headed for your house. And only your house.
Wow.
I didn't say that part, but I just added it for dramatics. Okay. A meteor is headed for your house.
Mm-hmm.
You have saved your family, pets, and family photos.
Okay.
You have time to save... Well, this is actually Miguel, but we're asking you to ask.
Okay.
Migs has time to save one more item.
Oh, I know.
What will he save?
I know.
We got the cats. We got pictures.
And we got each other.
Nas is safe.
Family, pets, photos.
I wrote it down already.
All of it's... Grab the bong!
How did you
we
know?
We can't lose another one.
There you go.
Okay, ready? Reveal.
I don't know if you can read it.
Laptop?
Yeah, laptop. Oh, I knew it too. Yeah.
All right.
I get it.
Yeah.
Hey, we're doing
it's
pretty
an important
well.
One.
Yeah.
Okay. Nas.
Yes.
Who takes longer to get ready?
Oh my God.
Let us skip a question.
You better not lie.
Nah, I'm... This thing just keeps
fast.
Running out.
Yeah.
Miguel takes longer to get ready. No, I don't want to hear the excuses.
You're about to know. Nas is just a very...
I just want to go on record.
Assured person. She just knows what she wants to eat.
No,
knows
it's
what
not
she
that.
Wants to wear.
No. Nas will pick her clothes out ahead of time.
Yeah.
Nas is more organized.
I do that too.
I often... And before, often I would dress... In like, what do I feel like?
Yeah, at the moment.
Yeah,
you're just waiting for that time.
Right, but then it'll become.
No, baby.
What?
We will be like, okay, we're gonna go to breakfast. All right, so we both get out of bed.
And then you add
this hoodie.
And then you add on top of that, I'm a procrastinator.
I know.
Yeah.
So she'll like be like, all right, we're going for breakfast. She'll jump up, do all of her shit, get ready, and I'll be like. Oh shit!
He'll think he has time because I'm like,
that's
she's
a guy
getting
thing
ready.
Too, though.
She's getting ready. Let me pick up the guitar.
Guys, always wait.
Right.
Always.
Let me make
always
a quick beat.
Wait.
Or I had an idea.
It's never a quick beat.
A quick
yeah.
beat.
Never.
No. That is what always happens.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
So it's not that I take longer per se.
Moving on.
Crickets. Just insert cricket sound.
Okay, last and final question.
Okay.
Miguel.
All right.
Which animal would you say is Nas's spirit animal?
Oh, that's not hard.
Should I give you a hint?
Oh, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was, yeah.
You were trying to make it more complicated, but you really knew the real answer.
I was going
to
go with... Related,
mm-hmm.
But let's just do this just for general purpose. This
Look.
Thing is not working.
Okay.
Cat. Yeah.
Cat. I drew Munchie.
Cat.
Should we say specifically Vanity?
Yes.
Right. Vanity is her spirit.
Her
animal.
Spirit animal is Vanity.
No, absolutely.
All right. Thank you for playing. I have no idea who won, so we'll move on.
That was pointless. Everyone's gonna be like, "Oh, they're so cute."
They no. know. We hey. Established you guys got problems.
I know, right? Yeah. We have
All
problems.
Right. So the next thing we're going to do is, this is where we like to read off our fan questions. So Nas and I threw a post up and we're like, what do you guys want to ask Miguel?
Right.
And we got an overwhelming response. We're still getting responses this morning. Yeah.
And so our first question is from Kate Harvey. And she asked, his favorite of all his songs to perform.
Favorite of all my songs to perform right now or to date?
Yes.
Probably the Thrill.
Let's just say in general, ever.
Ever?
The ultimate. Just what's your favorite song to perform? Do you have one or is it
kind of depends. It kind of depends. So I more recently started speaking on behalf of like mental health and depression and anxiety.
Awesome.
And so for those, I think my favorite song to perform is a song called What's Normal Anyway.
Mm-hmm. I love that song.
Yeah, me
it's
too.
It's a powerful song for that, what you're
for
doing.
For that.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. That makes sense.
But for live show, like if I'm doing a more stripped down set, like just an acoustic guitar, any like a song like Leaves is probably one of my favorite songs. Mm-hmm. But live with full band and like, you know, like when we're playing festivals, headlining a festival, The Thrill is probably still one of my favorites.
I love
that song. And that always reminds me of Nas's birthday.
Yes.
Video, guys. I love the music song. Video for The Thrill is Nas's 30th?
No, it was my 27th birthday.
Oh, okay. Her 27th birthday. We were in LA and they filmed that and it just came out really
It was
cool.
a good time.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I love that one.
Yeah. Maybe right. sooner. I think it was like more like 25th or 26th.
No, it was 27th.
Really?
I know my dates.
Okay. I trust that more than anything. Yeah.
Do you want to
you
know
do
dates?
Know your dates for sure.
All right. Question number two from _Daniela_Angel_.
All right.
Get all them underscores.
Underscore.
All right.
Do y'all listen to any of his love songs while making love? The answer is no. We
hell
didn't.
No.
That is so.
I sing them. For real.
No, we don't do that.
No.
I did once.
Nice.
Not on purpose.
That's tight.
It just happened.
That's what it's for. I like that.
And I just pretended like it wasn't you.
She just... I'm sure she was louder than the song anyway.
Oh! Yes! I was dating this guy and I was like, oh, have you heard Miguel's new album? It was a Wild Heart album. And we started playing it. And then bada bing, bada boom.
Nice. Nice.
So there you
I
go.
Like that.
We have not,
like
but Nadia
that.
Has. That's terrible.
I love that. I love that.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah, no.
No, we have not. Like, not even close. Like, not even, like, it accidentally popped on.
Maybe once or twice, but
not that I remember.
Yeah, I mean, it's been such a long time.
I would listen to my music.
She'd be like, wait, hold on. You hear this part right here? Can you imagine?
I'm like,
hi. She just stops.
Wow.
Anyways, moving on.
Okay, question number three is from, I'm sorry if I don't pronounce this right, Jick M. Ramos. Miguel, what's your favorite memory with Nadia and Nas?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's a really good question.
Yeah.
I know.
There's been
favorite,
some good times.
There's really good times. Right. Favorite memories with Nadia and Nas. There's a lot of them in Las Vegas for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's
that
a lot
was
of really good
came
Vegas
up.
Memories. You know what? My 31st birthday, we went to Joshua Tree.
That was one of my favorite trips.
And I think that by far is one of my favorite.
That was an amazing trip.
That's kind of hard. I mean, there's not a specific moment.
There's just
there was like, we did a sound bath. Mm-hmm. We just like, it was like,
it was bonding time.
Yeah, it was really bonding. And actually, for the most part, I was like quiet and just real kind of self-reflective, I guess. Right. Mm-hmm. But just in general, just like, it just felt like a family.
Yeah. No, it was one of my favorite
family trip. Yeah.
It was a good group, and you know, we had some, never mind.
there are arguments about blankets.
We don't want it.
But like, our friend Nigel, like, cooked and like
it was dope. Yeah. We had a what was it, the bonfire outside?
We had bonfires.
Yeah, it was
great.
Really good time.
It was a really good time.
Psychedelics, my favorite shit.
Yeah,
family
in the desert.
In the desert.
It was awesome. So dope.
Yeah. It was great.
Well, thank you for coming on our show.
Yeah, thank you, baby. Absolutely.
I owe you a big one.
Nah. A big one.
Oh, you're going to pay me back.
Right after this. Gagging in the corner.
Right after this.
What are you working on? What are we...
Working on a couple things. I'm working on developing a television show now. I just became part owner of a festival.
Okay. I didn't even know any of these things.
Yeah. It's called Wonderfront. It happens this November.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
In San Diego.
We'll be there.
Yes, you will. You guys will absolutely
be there.
We are
always there.
We will be there.
It's an incredible festival that's really kind of like based on discovering the city of San Diego and incredible talent across genres, including Latin music, which is super exciting.
Yeah, awesome.
And it's kind of like curate your own festival experience. I think one of the things that's a little hard to kind of like, especially when you love things tailored. Mm-hmm. I love my shit to be tailored, mm-hmm. tailor fit to me and what mm-hmm. I want. Is going into a festival and you have to experience everything there in the ground. So you're kind mm-hmm. of limited. What's awesome about this festival is that you can curate your experience throughout the city. So I'm really excited to be a part of Wonderfront. And it's kind of like, not only does it happen in the city, but it goes all the way to the water. So there'll be stages on the beach. Mm-hmm. There'll be yacht experiences. And
we'll be there.
That,
is this like a festival?
I'm just kidding.
Next documentary. As long as we got a room, I'm good. No.
Yeah, we won't have like those little tents, the makeshift.
Hell no.
Well, really,
there will be
bathrooms
and water.
My goodness.
And lots of food.
Yeah.
Well, so that's one thing I really respect about you is how hands-on you are with everything. Everything you see people Miguel has touched, he likes.
Yes, and everything is approved by him.
Exactly.
There's no going around him. Right. Like, he's very authentic. Yes.
Yeah. He doesn't have this team telling him, you should do this, you should do that. He's like, no, screw you. This is what I'm doing.
Exactly. And it gets better. Yeah. So
no argument.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome that you are able to do that.
Yeah, man. It's a blessing.
Not everybody gets to do that. So.
Yeah. So there's that, launching Schedule 1, which is a multi-sensory company for art, so different art forms, different mm-hmm. mediums. I'm excited to launch that this year.
And I'm excited too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. So
I get music, more clothes.
Music is absolutely on the way.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, your stuff.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you again.
Yep.
Thank you, baby.
Of course, baby. I love you.
You had to do it.
This was easy.
Easy, right?
She literally was like, you better do this.
Really?
Or no sex for 2 days.
2 days?
2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours.
She's like, baby, never mind. I forgive you. All right, guys, that's all we have time for today. We want to thank you so much for your support. We are really looking forward to continuing to do this with you guys.
Yeah.
We want to hear what you have to say, so please make sure you go to the podcast app, search for Ladies Like Us, and hit subscribe so you can stay up to date with all of our latest episodes. And please make sure to follow us all on Instagram. You can follow Miguel at Miguel.
Yep.
You can follow Naz at Nazanin Mandy. You can follow me at Nadia Moham _beauty. What's my name? And be sure to follow at the Ladies Like Us podcast. We just want to say we love you guys so much, and we're just really excited to be able to have open conversations every week with you guys. So remember, send us feedback, let us know what you want to talk about, and we are listening to you guys.
Absolutely.
And always remember, you can sit with us.
Thanks for listening to Ladies Like Us from the Lady Gang and Podcast One. Be sure to download new episodes every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts or on the Podcast One app. And remember, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away.
Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.